Let's bring on Dr. Leah, because I want to hear this.
Wait till this tip is perfect. Hi,
Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Dr. Leah.
Good morning. I forgot what I was going to say.
That's very... Gee, that sounds familiar.
Which is exactly what we're going to talk about, because this day and age, you hear so much about memory problems as we age, as all of us are aging. You hear more about Alzheimer's and dementia and all the different types of dementia and cognitive function problems and on. But by the time it gets to that, it's too late. By the time somebody has Alzheimer's or severe dementia, it's too late to do anything about it. So as we are still sane,
as we can remember things,
and we remember to take our pills,
who's that for?
I took them this morning. I'm a good girl.
You remembered.
I did.
But this is when we need to do stuff about it. And the two biggest things I find for memory are adrenal and thyroid. I have so many people that say, my memory is so bad and I'm so concerned. And maybe they had a grandfather with Alzheimer's or dementia. But if they have thyroid problems, which a lot of these people do, it will affect your memory for sure. So your thyroid checked. Get
so
your adrenals checked. And the adrenals is a saliva test. And there you can do blood work, but it's just not as accurate, honestly, because you can only get one morning cortisol level at 8, where the saliva test checks your cortisol levels all throughout the day. So it's much more accurate that way, and it does make a difference with memory.
Is there any natural remedies that you're recommending, foods that are good for memory?
There's actually a lot. In fact, berries have been shown to really help a lot.
You mean
with
like blueberries? And
blueberries, blackberries, the dark skin berries, the acai berry or whatever that new one is.
Yeah.
Any kind of dark-skinned berry, red or blue, is very good for not just memory, but for your veins and your night vision and antioxidant, a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, they actually are really good in general.
Good. It's,
although there's a lot of different herbal things, but there's so many different types, and they have different effectiveness. Like ginkgo has been talked about forever and ever and ever.
Right.
And it's not helpful once people develop dementia. And Alzheimer's. They've tested it with that, and it's not helpful at that point. But what it does is it's dilating the blood vessels in the brain and elsewhere in the body. It can help with circulation problems in the hands and feet. And because you're increasing blood flow to the brain, you're increasing your ability to remember stuff and just have better brain function overall. So that's more of what ginkgo does, and it can help, like, if you're trying to focus and study for exams, and it can help that way. But it's just, it has a different effect. And there's phosphatidylserine, which I give to a lot of people that have high cortisol at night, because it lowers cortisol, but it also stimulates memory cells.
Well, sleep is really important for memory, I would assume.
Sleep is very important. That's a great point, because it's just one of the most vital things we need to heal our body. And if you have sleep deprivation, that's probably one of the number one tortures. And you lose your memory. You lose your mind. And a lot of people don't sleep well, and then they get stimulants and stuff to keep them going, which actually caffeine does have an effect on memory.
Good or bad?
In a good way. Now, a lot of studies have come out saying, you know, 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day, which I think is a lot, can help with memory and cognitive function in general. And it is true that caffeine, to a certain extent, can have an effect, but over a certain extent, it actually can be detrimental, or it can just have no extra effect.
I mean, having too much of it.
Yeah, like if you have two, if they say 2 cups of coffee is good, drinking 4 doesn't mean you'll be twice as good. Sometimes it does.
twice as smart.
You'll be a little shaky, but
it does have an effect on helping people focus.
Wonderful.
There's also a new Cambridge study that just came out last night that I read that says low levels of vitamin D also affect memory.
I'm on my vitamin D.
So another vitamin D thing.
Well, you know,
okay,
it makes
wait a minute,
sense.
But I have the big one.
What?
I have turmeric.
Turmeric's fine.
Turmeric is good. No, because they say people in India who have a steady diet with turmeric in it, because they eat a lot of curries and stuff, and turmeric is part of it, they have no memory. I mean, they've got great memories.
They have no memory
of what they've eaten. No, I'm only kidding. No, they have very good memories.
Turmeric is a great anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. It does help with a lot of stuff.
Yes, I'm putting it in everything. And what about cinnamon?
cinnamon for memory, well, it's...
No, I don't
well,
think so.
Well, it just tastes good, too.
Actually, it's good for blood sugar. It can help regulate insulin and, and blood pressure.
Okay. Keep your blood pressure
down. Getting it all confused.
I just put a cinnamon stick in my water
I know you do.
There you go.
You know, see? it's kind of crazy. This is the morning. I just want you to picture this. It's all your fault, Dr. Leah. First of all, I have all these pills. So then what I do is I take my all-one
supplement
and I shake that up and I take my different vitamins. Mm-hmm. And not vitamins, because the all-one is the vitamin, but I take other supplements. And then I have to have my emergency and some water, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And then I have to have my vinegar water.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then, this is all in the morning. I have to get all this in. And then I have to put a cinnamon stick in my water, and that's what I have in my purse now.
Mm-hmm. See?
So all those things because of you. Now I
and
do.
That vinegar can help you lose weight.
Well, I haven't seen that yet, but I'm trying. I'm taking that vinegar hoping.
She's drinking the whole bottle.
I'm hoping. Thank you, Dr. Lee. How can they get a hold of you?
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
And, excellent. Of course,
chatwithwomen.com.
Chatwithwomen.com,
yes.
There you go.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
All right, have a great day.
Thanks.